Morning, everyone. I'm going to tell you a story and also read you a song. If I can get it up on my phone, yeah, there we go. Some time ago, in November, about, well, 8 years ago, my brother-in-law passed away. He would have been 55 on Tuesday. Yeah, 55 on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. But at the funeral, which we had here, we played a song, one of his favourite songs. He wasn't a Christian, and this isn't really a Christian song, but it meant a lot to my brother-in-law, and so we played it at his funeral. And the story is also about this song. Well, similar to this song. And what I've prepared for this morning is going to put this song in a Christian way. I didn't realise really this song had any Christian theme to it until I heard the story back to me. But I'll read you the song. Some of you may remember it. And the song is called The Snake. And it goes, I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to read it to you. It says in the lyrics, on her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty coloured skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in and take care of you. Take me in, tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. She wrapped him up all cosy in comfort of silk, and then laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night. Soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken to had been revived. Take me in, tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. She clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have surely died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed and held him tight. Instead of saying thanks, the snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. I saved you, cried the woman, and you've bitten me, but why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well when I was a snake before you took me in. Take me in, tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Now that's the song, and you may think, well, that's really got nothing to do with being a Christian, or it's got no Christian theme within it. But that, then I heard this story, which is very much on a similar theme. It was about a farmer who was working in his field during the spring. As the ground began to thaw, he noticed a snake. He raised his hoe to kill it, but the snake begged for compassion. "I'm too frozen to do you any harm," the snake whined. "Please don't kill me." The old farmer took pity on the snake, picked it up half dead, and put it inside his jacket next to his chest. He continued to work in the field. The snake got warm, and the snake got warmer, and the day progressed. And suddenly, the snake bit the farmer. The man frantically reached inside his jacket, pulled the serpent out, and threw it to the ground. "Why?" the farmer asked. "I believed you. I befriended you. I saved your life and trusted you." "True," the reptile, the snake, as he slid away, hissed. "But don't blame me. You knew I was a snake when you picked me up." If we remember in Genesis, in the early scriptures, the snake in Genesis 3 was said to be the most crafty of animals. And the serpent even then, the snake even then, represented sin. And if we put sin into these stories, into this song which I read to you, it shows an easy trap which we can all fall into by picking up sin in our life. We can pick up sin, befriend it, even hold it close to our hearts. You might think, well, I don't go around picking sin up. I'm telling you this morning, each of us are affected. Each of us can work overtime in our lives, dressing sin up, giving it another name, covering it, hiding it, even comforting it. We can make excuses in our lives. We can rationalize for it being there. We can carry it around with us in our jacket pocket. In a cozy blanket. We can keep it warm. We can care for it. But at the end of the day, sin is sin. And eventually, if we don't confess it with a repentant heart, it will kill us. It will lead us away from the life which Christ has given us. It will lead us away from a life which Christ has planned for us. Is it possible for us to know if we have sin in our lives? I think the answer to that is absolutely. God will work through His Holy Spirit within you to let you know something in your life isn't right. If you ask God with a sincere heart to point out that sin that's entered, He will do exactly that. And the great thing about God, He is all-knowing. He'll be very specific, so you don't have to second-guess God. God wants each of us to be as children to Him. He wants each of us to not have the burden of sin within our lives. The burden of carrying it. The burden of care for it. And the burden of holding it close in our lives. We can quite easily become comfortable with these things that we pick up. We can quite easily be comfortable with sin in our lives. We can quite easily be that comfortable with sin in our lives that we don't even ask God to point it out. And unfortunately, that is a dangerous place for each of us as Christians to live. It's like this song. It's like this story. It's like sleeping through a storm within your own lives. Let God enlighten you. Let God be the lightning flash into your soul. Don't snooze through this story in your life. Allow His Holy Spirit to wake you up and bring to your attention those things in your life that can become a burden. That you might have taken on with good intention. Just like the song and the story, the snake was picked up with good intention. But it ended up becoming the end for that person within the song and the story. Sin can creep into each of our lives. Sin we can pick up in each of our lives. And it stops us from being what God wants you to be.
Yes.
I think each of us can learn something from this song. Can learn something from this story. And it can change our perception on the things that we come across in our daily lives. On some things that we might take hold of in our daily lives. On some things that we might think that it's all right. That yes, we can carry on with this part in our lives, that we can cover it up maybe, that we can hold it close to us, and maybe that good will come of it. But sin is sin. I want to leave you with two verses of scripture this morning. And these are two verses of scripture in Psalms 139, verse 23 and verse 24. And it says there, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." These two verses, I think, are our quest this morning. These two verses are the answers to a sin in our lives. Search me, O God. Look at my heart, Father. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. It's saying there, know what I'm picking up. Know what I might be covering. Know what I might be holding on closely to. And see if they're an offence to you. See if they're an offence to me. And then it's saying, "For to guide me on your path. Guide me on your everlasting way. Let those two verses of scripture be your prayer this morning. Be your testimony this morning. Be your confession this morning. Let us walk in God's light, in God's way, in God's path. And let God know what you're carrying. Confess your sin to Him and give Him all the glory. Amen.